Welcome to Legislative Report with Representative Brian Cutler from Lancaster County joining us today. Representative Cutler, many bills have been passed and quite a few are on the governor's desk to be signed into law or perhaps to be vetoed. What legislation that is before the governor right now would you like to see him sign into law?
Well, Senate Bill 1172 would update our price gouging laws. One of the issues that was discovered regarding states of emergency and the governor's declaration regarding the opioid crisis is how the price gouging laws are impacted for up to 6 months after the state of emergency is declared. And that bill would simply update it so that it has to be renewed more periodically. And so when you look at that, this bill would update it because it seems kind of odd that, you know, a snow disaster declared in March could still be in effect through July the 4th. And I think everybody would agree that that's unreasonable. This bill would update that, and that's currently awaiting the governor's signature. Additionally, Senate Bill 6 would update some different areas regarding welfare fraud. I think that would be a good area to update as well. That recently passed the House with overwhelming bipartisan support. I would love to see that because I think it's an important part regarding using the tax money that we are trusted with more efficiently and making sure that those monies are used in a manner that helps the most people while ensuring that other individuals do not cheat and get on those rolls. Additionally, Senator Ryan Ahmet here locally has a bill that regards the SNAP program, or more commonly referred to as food stamps. That also passed the House and is awaiting signature. That is a bill that he personally had worked with the Inspector General on. The Inspector General is a Democrat, and they have worked with the office in expanding their powers and their abilities to better do their job and oversee the programs that they're responsible for. And I think that that's a bill that would strengthen those laws, because what they have found is oftentimes individuals who are dealing in drugs are trafficking in these SNAP cards and using them as currency. So individuals caught with multiple cards, this bill would make that a higher grade offense and would further enhance those laws and hopefully discourage that kind of activity. And then I think all of these bills, what they have in common is making sure that all of our tax dollars are used in the most efficient manner possible. And finally, unfortunately, one of the common sense welfare reform bills that did pass both the House and the Senate and has unfortunately already been vetoed was a common sense work requirement for able-bodied adults who have no children. This was for individuals who are work ready and work capable and did not have any reason why they could not join the workforce. It would have put a work requirement in place for them, and unfortunately that was vetoed. I think, again, this is a policy where as we give people assistance, I think it's also equally important to get them job ready. And I think getting them into the workforce, as we learned with the I Want to Work 2.0 bill for individuals with disabilities, the number one indicator of whether or not you are employed or stay employed is your prior work history. So when you look at things like that, I think the work requirements for individuals on governmental programs who are able to do so should be something that we should continue to work for, and hopefully we can work with the governor in that regard heading into next session.
Representative Cutler, thank you for being with us on today's Legislative Report.